This is Audible.
Tantor Audio presents Wicked Beat by Olivia Cunning, narrated by Justine O'Keefe. Chapter 1. Rebecca adjusted the pillow beneath her older brother's head. She smoothed the blanket over his lap, plucked a stray hair from his hospital gown and flicked it onto the powder blue carpet, shifted his arm into a more natural-looking position at his side, licked her thumb and rubbed at a spot of mustard near the corner of his mouth. Wincing, Dave turned his head, trying to escape her spit bath.
"Will you knock it off, Reb?"
"Sorry," she said. "I'm just nervous. Are they really coming?"
"Of course they're coming. They're back on tour next week and haven't fired me yet."
Dave scowled and clutched at his blanket with one hand. He could almost grip it tightly now. Rebecca wavered between pride and despair when confronted by how far Dave had come since his accident and how far he had left to go in his recovery.
"And they are never going to go for this plan, Reb. Never, never."
"I'll just be filling in for you temporarily, Dave, until you can go back on tour with them. You're unquestionably the best front-of-house engineer on the planet, and you've come up with the perfect solution for their dilemma. They're not going to fire you."
"They don't really have a choice, Reb. I can't continue as their FOH if I can't reach my soundboard. And even if I could reach it, there's no way I can adjust the sliders fast enough to keep up with the band during a live show."
"But you will, Dave. You just need more time to recover. I can work your soundboard until you're ready to go back to work. I'm happy to help you out." In reality, he was helping her as much as she was helping him. No metal band wanted to hire a female live sound engineer. David warned her before she started school. Told her she'd be stuck mixing pop music at mall concerts. She'd been determined to show him otherwise, but so far, determination had gotten her a long way toward nowhere. If someone would just give her a chance, she could show them that a woman could be just as metal as a man.
"I know how much you want to help, sis, but I don't think they're going to agree to this. You've got to start at the bottom and work your way up, not expect to land a job with one of the biggest bands in the industry straight out of school."
Heart sinking, she sighed, tried not to pout too much. She knew he was right, but patience had never been Rebecca's greatest virtue. Actually, patience didn't even know where she lived.
"But I will do my best to make them see that this is a viable solution," he said. "That you're good enough to take my place."
She smiled a make-big-brother-feel-like-a-superhero smile.
"Really? Just don't be too disappointed if they say no."
It would crush her. She worshipped sinners, and every note of every song that had ever been produced by their talented hands, fingers, mouths, feet, and any other body part they used to create music. In college, Rebecca had done her capstone project on sinners. It had been proclaimed brilliant and propelled her to the head of her graduating class. Dave smiled at her, his gaze moving from hers to her recently dyed hair. He cringed.
"Has Mom seen your hair?"
he asked. Rebecca grinned and smoothed her platinum blonde shoulder-length hair with one hand. She'd recently dyed the underlayer cobalt blue. Since she'd regrown hair, she liked doing things that brought attention to it. Strange how being entirely bald at 24 would do that to a girl. Besides, Rebecca had always loved putting her mother into apoplectic fits, even if it meant being subjected to regular exorcisms. "Do you think she'll like it?"
No.
"Good," she giggled. "So are all of the band members coming to visit you?" Her heart thudded with excitement. Dave grinned at her.
"Will Trey be with them, you mean?"
"Busted." She sorta had a panting lust thing for Sinner's rhythm guitarist Trey Mills, and Dave knew it. Probably because every time she talked to Dave, texted, or emailed him, she always asked how Trey was doing. Dave would always tell her who Trey was doing instead. It had not managed to decrease her interest even a little. On the contrary, Trey's long list of conquests had made him more intriguing. Rebecca was sure he could teach her a thing or two in the bedroom, and she was sorely in need of some attention in that department.
"I'm not sure if Brian's back in town yet,"
Dave said.
He's probably still in Kansas City with his wife, but I'm pretty sure the rest of them will stop in, including Trey Can't Keep It In His Pants Mills. You'd do best to stay away from him, Reb.
No. That would not be best by any stretch of the imagination. The man was made to be devoured whole. Who cared about the following indigestion? Not her. A set of knuckles rapped against the outside of the door. Was that them? Rebecca's heart skipped a beat.
Come in, Dave called.
The door swung open, and the man of Rebecca's wet dreams poked his head into the room. Jet-black hair obscuring one sultry green eye, sexiness oozing from every pore. Trey Mills scanned Rebecca from head to toe, her entire body flushed with heat. Trey offered Dave a crooked grin. Her temperature rose another few degrees.
Sorry to interrupt the festivities, dude.
Trey lifted both dark brows, one of them pierced with a tiny silver hoop.
We'll come back later.
He closed the door. Oh my God, he was getting away. Rebecca raced across the room and jerked the door open.
Wait, don't go. There are no festivities. I'm Dave's younger sister, Rebecca.
Eric dropped his hand from Jace's forehead and gaped at her. For like 5 minutes. He'd forgot why he'd had Jace in a stranglehold. Something about an engagement ring and Jace's dominatrix girlfriend, Aggie. Forgot that he couldn't wait to pick up a new custom-made cymbal for his drum kit after they visited what's-his-name, Dave, who'd just been brought home from the hospital. Forgot that walking required a sequence of left foot, right, not left foot, left, left, stumble, right foot. Forgot that in order to inhale, his chest had to expand. Eric choked on his own tongue. It was her, standing right there, about shoulder high, petite, feminine, blonde and blue-haired, both beautiful and adorable in her mismatched tube socks, a purple tank top, and a green miniskirt. It really was her, the woman of Eric's wet dreams. And she was gushing all over Trey. Son of a bitch. Wait, Eric thought. Maybe he was jumping to conclusions. Perhaps the signs were all wrong. He'd never actually seen her before, so he had to be sure. Eric lifted the long lock of hair that he dyed a different, vibrant color every 49 days without fail, and stared at it. His memory had served him correctly. It was currently cobalt blue, the exact same shade as the underlayer of her hair. What were the chances? It had to be kismet, destiny, fate, providence, all of the above. She'd said her name was Rebecca. That was Eric's favorite name. At least now it was. Rebecca tore her eyes off Trey long enough to notice Eric examining his own hair like an idiot.
Nice color, she said with a devilish grin.
Eric gaped at her for like 5 minutes. Conversation continued all around him, but he couldn't stop staring. His eyes grew dry and itchy because he refused to blink. Something slapped him alongside the head. Eric started and turned his head to find Sed, Sinner's lead vocalist, looking at him as if waiting for something.
Well? Well, what? Do you think we should give her a chance?
Sed asked. Apparently, Eric had missed something while he'd been gaping, stumbling, asphyxiating, gaping some more, and not blinking, in that order. Jace pounded Eric on the back.
You okay in there, Sticks?
He asked.
Did you have some bad cheese?
Cheese? What the fuck is cheese? Eric's brain usually worked pretty well, but apparently not with that sexalicious creature in the room.
I promise to do my best.
Rebecca said, her soft voice mixing all sorts of strange emotions in Eric's chest. She released Trey's arm and moved to stand directly in front of Eric. The strawberry scent of her shampoo made his knees weak. Or maybe it was that pair of baby blue eyes gazing up at him from beneath thick black lashes.
Will you let me work for you?
She touched the center of his chest and his heart leapt against her fingertips.
You won't regret it.
Eric swallowed hard. He had no idea what she was talking about, but her working for him in any capacity sounded fine and dandy to him.
Yes?
She emitted a happy little squeal, wrapped her arms around him, and squeezed. She almost set him off balance as she hopped up and down excitedly. Before he could sweep her into his arms and carry her off to the nearest justice of the peace to recite eternal vows, she released him and hugged Jace, then said. Eric cringed when she plastered herself to Trey. It was 100% obvious who she wanted. Now that he and Trey Mills were the only two single guys left in this band, Eric thought he would have pretty good odds of picking up a nice girl for himself. No such luck. Trey whispered something in her ear. She giggled and whispered, "Not here." Eric turned, found the nearest wall, and repeatedly banged his head against it. Chapter 2 Rebecca carried her suitcase up the stairs of the tour bus and came to a screeching halt. This was not the bus that had been ripped in half and caught on fire in Canada, was it? It couldn't possibly be, but who could tell beneath the piles of debris that littered the aisles and every available surface? A black-haired, tattooed man wearing a pair of black baggy jean shorts over red plaid boxers emerged from one of the piles. He had various chains connecting his nipple piercings to God only knew what in his pants. Rebecca hadn't even noticed him sitting there on what might have been a sofa, or a cardboard box, or a stuffed grizzly bear trophy.
"You must be the new FOH engineer."
A thrill of pride made her chest swell. Sure, it was mostly due to her brother's misfortune that she, Rebecca Esther Blake, was Sinner's temporary front-of-house soundboard operator, but she was here and ready to prove herself worthy.
"That's me," she said, beaming.
She quickly forced the ear-to-ear grin from her face. She should probably try to act a little more butch, or these tough roadie guys would eat her for breakfast.
"I'm Travis. That's Jake. Marcus should be here soon."
Rebecca scanned the piles of debris until she saw the movement of a blonde mohawk near what appeared to be a dining table, under a mountain of laundry and beer cans. Jake stood, wiped his hand on his black T-shirt, and then extended it in her direction.
"Dave's sister, right?"
Yeah.
She took his hand and shook it. "I'm Rebecca, but most people call me Reb."
"Are you sure that's not short for Rebel?"
Jake asked, as he took in her funky clothes and blue hair. Travis laughed.
"That would make more sense if you and straight-laced Dave come from the same family."
"My mother has disowned me no less than 100 times.
Rebecca grinned over memories of all those small victories.
"She's only disowned Dave about 12.
Travis laughed, dark eyes twinkling with merriment, and shook her hand.
"So where do I sleep?"
she asked, wondering if there were even beds in this mess. And then she realized the mess was beds. Bunk after bunk filled with spare pillows, blankets, potentially clean clothes, and obviously dirty clothes. Obvious because she could smell them from where she stood. Someone stomped up the steps behind her.
"I've come to rescue you,"
a deep voice said behind her. She turned and found Sinner's drummer, Eric, standing behind her. She smiled up at him and he smiled back, looking like he'd just discovered the puppy he'd always wanted under the Christmas tree.
"Rescue me? From what?"
"Do you really think we'd make you stay on the pigsty bus?"
"I don't mind," she said.
"The place is highly toxic to sensible females."
She laughed and slapped him on the arm.
"Then I'll be perfectly fine."
Eric paused and raked a hand through his crazy hair. For some inexplicable reason, she wanted to run her fingers through it, too. Like a work of art, Eric's Dick's hair demanded attention. It was long on one side, something to hold on to. The other half was sheared off short. She imagined it would feel soft and silky beneath her fingertips. A row of inch-long spikes ran from forehead to nape, separating long locks from short fuzz. It was all shiny and ebony, except for the long lock that curled around his throat and hung down to his left collarbone. By some strange coincidence, it was dyed the same blue she'd chosen to dye hers, for the sole purpose of ticking off her mother, not a week ago. She wondered if his was real hair or fake extensions. She reached up and ran a finger over the long blue strands. They felt real, silky, smooth, warm from his body heat. She stroked the lock again between her fingers and his throat. His Adam's apple dipped as he swallowed hard. She cocked her head at him, really seeing him for the first time. When she really looked at him, he was actually very attractive. Why hadn't she ever noticed him before? Obscenely tall, from her low vantage point, and lean. Rugged features, strong jaw, straight nose. Thin lips with a ready smile and a sexy cleft in the middle of his chin that begged to be stroked with her fingertip. It was no Trey Mills, but... Rebecca's gaze lifted to Eric's eyes, which were the color of a clear winter sky. "Will Trey be on the other bus?" she asked. Eric's slim black brows drew together into a scowl.
"Yeah," he said, "of course."
"Then I'm there."
She turned, brushed past Eric, and trotted down the bus steps.
"Later, Reb,"
she heard Travis call from inside the pigsty bus. Eric loped down the steps and came to a halt beside her. She glanced around the parking lot looking for another bus. She'd only seen one bus when the taxi had dropped her off. It wasn't like a big old tour bus was something she could have easily overlooked. Behind the pigsty bus, she spotted the large black moving van with Sinner's red logo painted on the back. But nope, there was no other bus in sight.
"Where's the other bus?"
"Sed's bringing it. He called and said he was on his way. And before you ask, yes, Trey is with him."
He rolled his eyes skyward and shook his head. She set her suitcase down at her feet to wait. Rebecca took another glance around the parking lot and noticed a vintage Stingray Corvette parked under a palm tree. That hadn't been here when she'd arrived. She'd have noticed it for sure. The car was a real beauty that had been manufactured in 1965. Maybe 66. Shiny emerald green paint. Its convertible top had been left down. Good thing it didn't rain often in Southern California.
"Sweet!"
she said, practically salivating over the car's beauty and the raw power she knew would be under its hood.
"What?"
Eric asked. She pointed enthusiastically across the parking lot.
"That gorgeous hunk of metal over there!"
Eric's gaze followed the tip of her finger. He scratched behind his ear when his eyes located the object of her obsession.
"You mean my car?"
She glanced up at him, eyes wide.
"That's yours?"
He grinned and nodded.
"Yeah, I'm so proud of her. She only died at 2 stoplights today."
He held up 2 fingers.
"She died?"
Eric scratched behind his ear again and stared up at the clear sky above.
"I can't seem to get her timing right. Or maybe I didn't gap those new spark plugs correctly. I'm not sure."
"Mind if I take a look?"
Rebecca left her suitcase by the bus and was heading across the parking lot before he could answer. He caught up with her in 2 long-legged strides. Before Rebecca's failed stint as an oil rigger and a crab fisherman, fisherwoman, she'd had a failed stint as an auto mechanic. Not because she had been bad at it, but because no one took her seriously. She had been bad at rigging oil and fishing crab. 5'2" and 106 pounds soaking wet did not make her suitable for many of the jobs she insisted she wanted. When she reached the car, her heart sank. The camel-colored leather interior was totally trashed.
"What did you do to her?"
she bellowed and turned on Eric, who took a step backward, his smile fading.
"She was like that when I got her."
"And you just left her like this? How long have you had her?"
Eric tipped backward at the hips, lifted his toes off the ground, and stared at his black Converse high tops.
Around 10...
10 days?
He shook his head. 10 weeks? Eric cleared his throat.
10 years?
He whispered the last word. She slapped him on the chest with the flat of her hand.
"How could you? She's a priceless work of art, and you treat her like junk."
"Junk? No, not junk. She's my baby."
He patted the door affectionately.
"Your baby? That pisses me off even more.
Rebecca moved around to the front of the car to pop the hood.
If the engine looks as bad as the interior, I'm going to scratch your eyes out.
Eric covered his eyes with both hands. And he had reason to.
Oh, dear.
Rebecca gasped as she tried to make heads or tails over what someone had done to the once glorious V8 engine.
Is that a coat hanger holding open the carburetor choke?
I tried to fix her,
Eric said, his eyes still protected by his long-fingered hands. He looked ridiculous, and somehow endearing. She smiled to herself and propped up the hood with a metal rod. Another coat hanger.
Are you sure you should be the one trying to fix her?
I have a repair manual for this model,
he said.
A really good one.
We're going to need it to figure out how to straighten out this disaster.
He lowered his hands from his eyes.
We're going to need it?
I'm sort of a mechanic, or I used to be. If you want, I'll help you get her running properly. I don't do interiors, though.
He hesitated. Do you have a better suggestion? She asked, running a finger along the side of the engine block and finding seeping oil. Blown head gasket. Wonderful. She sighed heavily. This poor car. How could he claim that it was his baby? Eric moved to stand beside her, looking down at the completely fucked-up engine with something that bordered on pride.
When I had her towed to my house from the junkyard, I promised myself that I'd do all the work on her myself. She does start now.
He glanced at Rebecca.
Sometimes.
I'm surprised she runs at all.
He flushed and looked out across the parking lot. Rebecca stared at him, perplexed. He hadn't been this cute 10 minutes ago, had he? Maybe because he was so close she was able to get a better look at him. And he smelled good. A hint of leather and aftershave and something utterly male. She suddenly wanted him to notice her, as a woman. Rebecca shifted sideways and brushed her arm against his, pretending it was an accident. He didn't move away, but he didn't increase the contact between them either.
You can keep that promise, if I do help you, she said. You'll be the one doing all the work. I'll just supervise.
His bright, genuine smile did something strange to her heart. It soared upward, fluttering up in her throat or thereabouts.
That sounds like a plan, Reb.
His hand slid across her lower back. A thrill of excitement raced up her spine.
I don't expect you to volunteer your help, he said. What would you like in repayment for your assistance?
His thumb rubbed a small circle at the base of her spine. Her breath caught. Why were her nipples suddenly erect? She thrust her breasts forward, wanting him to observe them, and not sure why the thought of him seeing her arousal excited her more. She chanced a glance at him and found his eyes closed. Her heart sank a little. He wasn't paying attention to her. She turned away from him slightly, not exactly out of his one-armed embrace, but less engulfed by the man. He stood over a foot taller than her, which made her feel very feminine and small. She wasn't sure she liked that feeling.
What did you have in mind?
She asked breathlessly.
I give a pretty good massage, he said,
his low voice drawing goosebumps along the side of her neck. His eyes opened and immediately fixated on the small bumps at the front of her thin tank top. His breath caught. She tugged the hem of her shirt down, giving him a nice view of her cleavage as well. She pretended as if that was accidental, too. He was definitely paying attention to her now.
Which would make now a good time to grab hold of the longish side of his hair and pull those easy-to-smile lips against her throat.
Wait, what was she thinking? Trey, all cool, suave, and sexy, was the band member she wanted to tease mercilessly. Not this silly guy with the mesmeric hands. Oh, just his thumb rubbing in circles along her lower back had her muscles melting, her belly quivering, her nipples straining. Eric moved behind her and his long fingers dug into her shoulders with just enough pressure to have her swaying back toward those wonderful, wonderful hands in bliss. His thumbs massaged either side of her spine as he worked his way lower. 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 Lower.
Sold!
She cried, as a deep shudder shook her entire body. Dear God, this man's hands! Eric chuckled, and those strong, long-fingered hands of his moved around her waist to splay over her belly. He drew her back against his lean-muscled body. She tilted her head back and found his gaze locked on her neckline. He bent his head closer to her ear.
I'm good at other things, too,
he murmured.
I'll bet you are.
Just not fixing cars,
she teased. His hands rubbed her belly, and she longed for him to move them a bit higher to massage her aching breasts. If his hands felt that good on her back and belly, what would they feel like there?
Oh,
and down there.
That wasn't very nice, little Reb.
Who said I was nice?
You look very nice to me,
he murmured. She tugged at the neckline of her shirt a little lower. Her nipples were scarcely covered now. Eric drew a shaky breath through his teeth. Did he want her? She wanted him to want her. More like needed him to. A loud, low rumble drew Rebecca's attention. Thunder? On a sunny Californian day? A red Harley entered the parking lot and headed across the expanse of concrete in their direction. It pulled to a stop beside them, and its rider, who was dressed all in leather, shifted the bike back on its kickstand.
Tripod!
Eric greeted.
Tripod?
Rebecca echoed. The rider removed his helmet, revealing the cutest member of Sinners, bassist Jace Seymour. Jace was a perfect 10 on the hottie scale. That dark beard stubble and bleached blonde, spiked hair totally worked for him. Rebecca found each member of Sinners attractive in his own way. Lead guitarist Brian, with his cover model good looks, was a perfect 10. Vocalist Sed, all hunky and handsome, was another perfect 10. Rhythm guitarist Trey, sultry, sexy, with a heap of bad boy thrown in for good measure, was at least an 11. And then there was Eric, their drummer. She'd never really paid much attention to him, too busy drooling over Trey. Trey, hummina 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 Mills. She wondered when he'd arrive. Jace unhooked an elastic cord from the back of his bike and the cargo net snapped free. He tugged a duffel bag off the back of the seat and tossed it to Eric, who caught it.
If you're trying to impress her with your car, man,
Jace said,
I think you should reconsider your strategy.
He snorted as he attempted to withhold a laugh.
She loves it,
Eric said.
She's just saying that so you don't cry.
Rebecca shook her head.
No, he's right. I do love it. I can't wait to help him restore the engine.
Jace lifted one brown eyebrow at her.
You're going to help him restore it?
Before she could take Jace down a peg about women's lib and all that, Eric said,
Apparently she has mad mechanic skills, right, Reb?
Yeah, I guess, she blushed. Well, I get auto mechanics, but sometimes I'm not strong enough to... But I do have little hands, so I can reach into small places easily.
She held up her hands, fingers splayed wide, and tapped her fingertips together.
I prefer to work with big hunks of metal.
Big hunks of metal? You've signed up with the right band,
Eric said. Jay snorted and slapped Eric's shoulder. She rolled her eyes at Eric and tried not to laugh.
As I was saying, I'm not a fan of electronic components. That's why I love these older cars so much.
When she beamed a smile up at Eric, he got that melty look that Dave sported when he gazed at his adorable little sister with sappy affection. Ugh! She hated when guys looked at her like that. Rebecca was not Eric's adorable little sister. She was a strong-willed, sharp-minded, tough, independent, sensual creature, and he'd damned well better remember it. Rebecca grabbed Eric by the front of his white T-shirt and pulled him down to eye level, prepared to give him a good tongue-lashing.
Just because I'm small doesn't mean I'm not capable of taking care of myself or that I'm not sexy.
She hated how she stammered when she was perturbed. It sort of took the significance from her words. Eric just grinned at her, the heart meltingness in his look intensifying.
Are you sure about that, Precious?
Maybe she'd get her point across better if she did something other than lash him with her tongue. She wasn't Precious. She wasn't. She was bold, daring, and more impulsive than strong-willed, sharp-minded, tough, independent, or sensual. Her free hand found the long hairs at the nape of his neck. She grabbed them with enough force to draw his lips against hers. He put up no resistance to her unexpected kiss, but didn't exactly respond the way she'd hoped, or at all for that matter. Rebecca kissed him hungrily, with an open mouth and a seeking tongue, as if they were red-hot lovers rather than barely acquainted. Eric made a strange sound in the back of his throat, dropped Jace's duffel bag between his feet, and drew her against him with both arms. Plastered against the solid length of his body, her feet rose off the ground as he stood straight. One strong hand pressed against the middle of her back, and the other slid down over her ass as he drew her closer and kissed her senseless.
Whoa!
She hadn't meant for this to happen. She'd meant it to be more of an exercise in don't underestimate my power than make my toes curl and my heart race. Rebecca's hands loosened their hold on Eric's shirt and hair to slide over his solid shoulders. Yeah, solid. Everything about this guy felt solid. Well, at least bodily. A deep, quiet voice said from somewhere near Rebecca's shins.
If you'll just let me get my bag.
There was a loud oomph as Jace pulled his duffel bag from beneath her feet.
I'll get out of your way.
Regaining a few of her marbles, Rebecca tugged her mouth away from Eric's and opened her eyes.
Let that be your lesson,
she whispered breathlessly. His lashes fluttered as he opened his eyes to gaze at her.
My lesson?
I'm not the most precious, adorable little thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yes, you are.
He murmured and closed the narrow gap between their lips to kiss her again.
Whoa, what the fuck? Her entire body was thrumming with unexpected sexual energy.
She eased away, kissing Eric intermittently to wean her mouth slowly from the delight his gently sucking lips instigated. She even put a hand on his face and pushed in an attempt to restrict her mouth's access to his. It was not very effectual, really. Even when he leaned back at her prompting, she leaned forward to follow him. Damn, the man had strong lips. And hands, hands, hands. Dear Lord, they felt good against her ass and lower back. Rebecca forced her lips to break contact with Eric's. Her hand slid to cup his cheek while she stared into his irresistible blue eyes.
I'm not adorable,
she assured him. Her eyes drifting closed again as she leaned in to steal another kiss. She just needed one more and she'd be set. Just one more.
I'm sexy and
Or two. She kissed him again. And again. Shuddering when his tongue brushed her upper lip. She pulled away and then bit her bottom lip to make it behave and stop craving his mouth so thoroughly. Rebecca opened her eyes, immediately got lost in his gaze again, and forgot what her point had been in the first place.
I'm sexy and sensual and
still a woman.
No arguments from me, little Reb. I just didn't know if you were sure about it.
A loud horn blared as a solid black tour bus with Sinner's cherry red logo painted on the side turned into the parking lot and pulled to a halt next to the pigsty bus. Eric lowered Rebecca to her feet and released her. He held onto her arm until she regained her balance, and then turned to drop the hood on the Corvette before going around to the back of the car to open the trunk. She was a bit confused by his sudden brusqueness. He'd probably lost all respect for her after she'd thrown herself at him like that. It wasn't like she attacked good-looking guys on a regular basis. Or ever, actually. She just hadn't expected to enjoy Eric's kiss quite that much. She really had intended to use it to drive home her point, which had been that... what had her point been? She touched her heated cheeks with cool fingertips. Eric pulled a large duffel bag from the trunk and closed the hatch. When he noticed her standing there uncertainly, he said,
"Well, come on, don't you want to see the inside of the new bus?"
She smiled and nodded enthusiastically. He bit his lip and shook his head at her.
"I still say you're the most precious, adorable little thing I've ever seen."
She gasped at him indignantly. Oh yes, that had been her point. "Eric Styx, you don't want me to have to teach you another lesson now, do you?" He grinned, and Rebecca's heart raced.
"Yeah, actually I do," he said.
Chapter 3. Much to Eric's delight, the new tour bus had 6 curtained bunks instead of 4, and the mattresses were at least a foot wider. Bliss for someone who was obscenely tall and forced to sleep in a compartment designed for an average-sized toddler. Being perfect gentlemen, yeah, right, the guys let Rebecca choose her bunk first. She selected the bottom bunk closest to the bathroom where Sed used to sleep on the old bus. Trey immediately claimed the bunk over hers, which had been Eric's.
"This way I get to be on top of Rebecca night after night after night," Trey said.
He bit his lip and leaned toward her, but didn't touch her. Her eyelids fluttered, lips parted, and she swayed toward him. Under Trey's spell already. Son of a bitch. The guy had the uncanny ability of knowing how to seduce anyone, except Brian. He'd been trying to get in their lead guitarist's pants for years. As far as Eric knew, he'd never quite managed it. Rebecca flushed and giggled like most women did when Trey gave them the slightest notice. If Eric had said that exact same thing to her, she probably would have punched him in the teeth for being a pig. Eric picked the bunk across the aisle from Rebecca's, because he was sick of sleeping in a top bunk, not because he kept replaying her little lesson over and over in his mind, and not because those thoughts were making his dick all tingly with excitement, and definitely not because he might catch a glimpse of her while she slept. Yeah. Jace tossed his duffel bag into the bunk above Eric's.
"I finally get my own bunk," he said.
In the past, he'd had to take whichever bunk happened to be unoccupied, which changed depending on which band member had claimed the queen-sized bed in the only bedroom for that particular night. Sed took the bottom bunk across from the bathroom, leaving the bunk above him for Brian, whenever he happened to show up.
"Does this bus have a bedroom?"
Trey asked. He slipped the strap of Rebecca's tank top down over her shoulder with one finger. Again with the flushing and giggling on her part. But her nipples weren't hard, not like when Eric had massaged her back, and she wasn't teaching Trey any lessons. At least not yet.
"Of course it has a bedroom,"
Sed said. He opened the door at the end of the hall.
"But now that we each have our own bunk, we don't have to fight over it."
Eric turned his attention to Jace, who had this totally annoying, empathetic expression on his beard stubble-covered face. Jace glanced from Trey to Rebecca and then rolled his eyes at Eric. So Jace had figured out that Eric was jonesing over Rebecca. Twerp. Eric supposed it wasn't too hard to figure out, but it was easy enough to remedy. If she wanted Trey, what did he care? Trey could have her. Yeah. The group inspected the bedroom, which was slightly smaller than the one on their last bus. This one still had a queen-sized bed, but there was no room for a dresser. Eric shoved Jace in the shoulder and grinned. He pointed at the ceiling.
"No hook for your bondage games, tripod. How will you ever get your jollies off?" "I'll just save it all up for when I get home. Aggie's dungeon should be finished by the time we finish this leg of the tour."
Jace flushed, as he was wont to do whenever the subject drifted to anything sexual or romantic. Considering the hardcore kink the guy enjoyed made his embarrassment kind of strange. Eric was pleased to find that though the bedroom was smaller, the bathroom was larger. You could actually turn around in this one without dislocating your elbow on the wall. The rest of the bus was similar to their old bus, except the colors were different throughout. The dining benches, the sofa, and captain chairs had black leather upholstery instead of cream. The carpet was red instead of beige. Black granite countertops, shiny black paneling, black apartment-sized appliances. The curtains that hid the bunks were red. The bedding, red. Framing around the bunks, black. Everywhere Eric looked, red and black.
Said? Eric scratched behind his ear. Did you have this thing custom made in Sinner's colors? Yeah, it was Jerry's idea. Cool, huh?
This nightmare-inducing color palette had been their manager's idea? Knowing Jerry, he was probably using it in some advertising campaign.
I guess.
Eric shook his head. I like it, Rebecca said. It looks classy, yet metal.
Exactly.
Sed smiled so broadly that both dimples showed. His goofy grin faded into a scowl when his eyes met Eric's.
Metal, he said in a low growl.
Eric's amusement died when Trey leaned into Rebecca's personal space again. Her cheeks went pink and she fidgeted with the bangles on her wrist. Maybe if Eric told her that he found her fidgeting absolutely adorable, she'd teach him another lesson. He could use another one. Or a million or two.
What in the hell?
Brian said from near the bus entrance. He rubbed a hand over his face as he took in the new bus's decor.
Brian!
Trey was down the aisle and hugging/pounding Brian on the back before Eric could blink. Eric caught Rebecca's bewildered expression before she'd managed to hide it with a friendly smile. She followed Trey, looking to be introduced to Brian. Trey was asking his friend a million questions a minute, leaving Rebecca to stand there awkwardly, waiting for her opening. Now that Brian was here, maybe Eric had a chance to catch her attention again. Trey didn't have time for some chick when his best bud, Brian, was within his reach.
Did you have fun in Aruba?
Trey asked. Brian had finally had time to take a real honeymoon with his wife of 5 months.
Of course, I was with Myrna,
he said, as if that explained everything.
Why is our logo painted all huge on the outside of the fucking bus? Because our logo is awesome,
Trey said, initiating a fist bump with Brian. Brian knocked knuckles with Trey, but still looked less than thrilled about their new bus's paint job.
We'll have a convoy of groupies following us everywhere we go. So the roadies can sell them t-shirts when we stop at rest areas.
Sed shrugged.
And we can auction off the utilization of Trey's lips for beer money,
Eric added. Trey's eyes widened.
No. What if some wacko wins? Then I'll hold you down until she gets her money's worth,
Eric said. At a rest area, I'd be more concerned about some lonely truck driver winning, Rebecca said. Eric laughed.
Or a sexually frustrated politician,
Rebecca burst out laughing.
Or a demented circus clown?
Or an escaped convict? Are you two finished?
Trey said, crossing his arms over his chest.
Who's this?
Brian asked, nodding in Rebecca's direction.
Our temporary FOH,
Sed explained. Brian's jaw dropped.
Our new front of house is a chick?
Thanks for noticing.
Rebecca smiled and extended a hand in his direction. Brian shook it slowly, pinning her with those intense brown eyes of his. When she flushed and lowered her gaze, he shook his head as if to clear it of cobwebs. He dropped her hand and then turned his attention to Sed.
How did we end up with her as our FOH? I thought Marcus was going to stand in for Dave.
He glanced from one bandmate to the next, looking entirely perplexed.
I have a degree in audio engineering, Rebecca assured him. I graduated in June.
As in June of this year?
Brian's voice cracked at the end. Trey grabbed Brian's arm to gain his attention.
Dave's little sister, he whispered out of the corner of his mouth. He trusts her with his trade secrets. No one else, just her.
Rebecca lowered her eyes.
Yeah, he gave me thorough instructions on how to set up and run the entire show.
Eric wasn't sure why she looked so depressed about that.
Dave was a wizard at mixing a live show. The audio engineers of other bands would have paid big money to learn some of his methods, especially for his seamless mixing of a rhythm and lead guitar in a dueling solo.
But our set list is changing to accommodate the new single,
Brian reminded them.
Totally uncharted territory for us. Piano intro, bass solo, a vocal duet?
Which frankly made Eric a bit queasy. He'd be singing vocals live, and at the same time maintaining the insanely fast drum track of their newest single, Sever. Rebecca brightened at the mention of a new song, her blue eyes flashing with excitement.
I'll make it sound awesome!
She thrust a fist in the air.
Just you watch!
Eric grinned at her enthusiasm. Absolutely adorable.
But not metal. Like, at all. Dave needs to work out the new mix, not some freshly graduated co-ed.
Brian said.
What's your name, miss?
Reb,
she supplied.
Reb, I need to have a little meeting with my band.
He swept a hand at them.
Would you excuse us for a minute?
He glanced pointedly over his shoulder toward the exit. Rebecca's bottom lip trembled. For a second, Eric thought she was going to burst into tears, and then she straightened her spine. She nodded curtly.
Of course.
She started toward the exit. Eric's first instinct was to follow her and make sure she was okay. Brian had been too hard on her. Eric figured it was mostly the shock of knowing his complicated sound would be at the mercy of some amateur. Master Sinclair expected perfection in his live sound, and so did Sinner's fans. But he shouldn't have said those things in front of Rebecca. She glanced over her shoulder with longing, and then grabbed the handrail to start her descent of the steps. Eric couldn't stand to see someone who was so full of life look so downtrodden.
Hey, Reb!
Eric called. She glanced over her shoulder, her pale eyebrows raised in question.
Would you do me a huge favor?
She grinned at him deviously, and his heart skipped a beat.
Depends.
Could you move my car into storage? Travis can show you where to park it.
She smiled and nodded eagerly. Eric tossed her his keys and she caught them. She cradled them against her chest and hopped down the stairs with a spring in her step. Eric grinned. He just prayed his stubborn car would start for her.
Uh-oh,
said in his typical low baritone growl.
Houston, we have liftoff,
Trey said. He cupped his hands around his mouth and made CB radio scratch noises.
Head in the clouds confirmed. Roger.
Eric turned his attention to his bandmates who were staring at him with various wide grins.
What?
Eric asked.
Someone has a little crush,
said.
Nah. Dude, you let her drive your car,
Trey said.
You don't let anyone drive your car. Drive is a relative term in the case of that piece of shit,
Sed chuckled.
Fuck you, Sed,
Eric grumbled. Sed just laughed harder. Eric shook his head.
That isn't why I let her drive it. I don't like her.
Jace choked on a laugh. Eric sent him a look of warning. No one needed to know he had already locked lips with Rebecca. And oh yeah, he'd liked it.
She just looked...
Eric sought the right word to explain why he'd broken his no-one-drives-my-car rule.
Sad. If you do like her, and I'm not saying you do, but if you think you might, do not let her walk all over you like the others,
Trey advised.
I don't like her,
he insisted.
Besides, she has a thing for you, Trey. Does she?
Trey grinned.
I guess I'll have to use that to its greatest advantage. What do you mean?
Trey's grin widened.
You'll see. I didn't call a band meeting to discuss Eric's non-existent love life,
Brian interrupted.
How could you guys just hire her without consulting me? You were unreachable,
said.
That's bullshit, Sed. You could have called me. This isn't some trivial decision you make on the fly. Have you even seen her work?
Sed crossed his arms over his broad chest.
Well... Not exactly, but Dave vouched for her. That makes her okay by me. Of course Dave vouched for her. She's his sister.
So what do you suggest we do?
Seth asked.
Find someone who knows what the fuck they're doing. How about that?
I think we should give her a chance before we fire her,
Jace said. Everyone hesitated, still not used to Jace speaking his opinion. It wasn't that they didn't respect it, they just didn't expect him to voice it so readily. Jace's woman had somehow managed to break through the impenetrable wall he'd hidden behind since he'd become a member of the band. Aggie should consider a job in top-secret military weapons development or something. If she could break through Jace's defenses, she could break through anything.
I agree,
Eric said.
I think Rebel'll do fine. Dave wouldn't throw her off a cliff without a safety harness.
Does Marcus know about this?
Ryan asked. Shit, wow, look at that new carpet. Very nice. Eric noticed the black flecks in the red for the first time as he stared at it to avoid Brian's accusatory glare.
I'll take that as a no,
Brian sighed.
You know Marcus wants the FOH position. As monitor engineer, he has seniority.
I'd agree, except Dave's coming back,
said.
We're not giving Dave's job to Marcus. We owe Dave that. This is just temporary until he gets back.
Brian rubbed a hand over his face.
You know I hope you're right, man, but let's face facts. Dave's paralyzed. How likely is it for him to ever return?
He can move now,
Jay said.
We saw him a few days ago. He was moving, wasn't he, guys?
Trey nodded slightly.
Yeah, a little.
Trey stared down at his hands and flexed them into tight fists before lifting his head to look at Brian.
We've got to give him more time to recover before we do anything hasty.
So we're going to give Rebecca a chance then?
Eric prompted.
I have a bad feeling about this,
Brian said.
I have a bad feeling about your face, but we still let you hang around,
Eric said. Brian crossed his arms over his chest and after a long tense moment, nodded.
Fine, we'll give her a chance. I just hope I won't be saying I told you so in 3 days.
Eric grinned.
Great, I'll go tell her.
Nope, I'm gonna tell her,
Trey said and sprinted down the steps. Eric dashed after him. Chapter 4 Rebecca shut off Eric's Corvette and glanced up to find Trey Mills grinning at her from beside the car. His sultry green eyes held a spark of orneriness. Her heart skipped a beat. He always looked like he just crawled out of bed after a night of fantastic fucking. Rebecca wouldn't mind volunteering to keep him in that look. The man was too fine for his own good. Or her own good, she wasn't sure which.
Hey.
Trey's deep, teasing tone sent a shiver of delight down her spine. She flushed, wondering why this man just had to look at her to get her all hot and bothered. A bit belatedly, she noticed that Trey had Eric in a headlock with his hand over Eric's mouth. Eric poked Trey in the ribs, which made Trey squirm, but he didn't release him.
What are you doing to Eric?
Rebecca asked.
You can't take this obnoxious guy anywhere,
Trey said.
Brian's decided you'll do a fine job as our soundboard operator.
She grinned at him and shook her head.
Liar.
When she opened the car door, Trey stepped back, forcing Eric to move with him. Eric made a sound of protest against Trey's hand. Trey got a strange look on his face and then laughed.
You think licking my hand will make me release you, Sticks?
So what did Brian really say?
Rebecca asked. She took one of Eric's hands in both of hers. Looking up at Trey, she drew her tongue over Eric's palm. Eric shuddered.
He said you deserved a chance, Trey said. Brian is a really great guy, you know, fair, considerate.
Eric said something against Trey's hand that earned him an elbow to the ribs. Rebecca still didn't believe Trey. Brian didn't want her there, and she knew it. She'd just have to show him that she could excel at this job and change his mind about her ability as an audio engineer. Show him that great things came in small packages. That you shouldn't judge a book and or FOH by her cover, and any other relevant clichés that came to mind. Rebecca traced Eric's lifeline with the tip of her tongue and his fingers curled. Trey's hand muffled the little sound of torture Eric made in the back of his throat.
"What are you doing?"
Trey asked, his green eyes following the motion of her tongue as she slowly licked Eric's fingers one at a time. Strong fingers that gave wonderful massages. Eric's entire body was trembling by the time she reached his little finger.
"I thought you might release him if I licked his hand."
She sucked Eric's middle finger into her mouth. Trey watched her draw Eric's finger deeper into her mouth. He bit his lip and held a hand out in her direction.
"My turn."
His mouth now free, Eric wriggled out of Trey's stranglehold and stood upright. Her plan had worked, and she'd gained Trey's attention as a bonus.
"If you're trying to make my fly too tight, little Reb," Eric said, "you are succeeding."
He adjusted his jeans with a pained wince. She grinned around his finger. That hadn't been her original intention, but she liked how he readily admitted her effect on him. She needed to feel desirable. She hadn't felt that way for a long while. Too long. Her body had healed after her surgery, but she knew she was missing something. She felt different, empty. And when her long-term boyfriend Isaac had tried to make love to her, he had made her feel the loss of her womb to the depths of her soul. He hadn't been intentionally cruel, but it had wounded her nonetheless. No matter how much she'd once loved Isaac, she'd had no choice but to leave him after that. Rebecca reached for Trey's outstretched hand and tugged him closer. She released Eric's finger from her mouth and drew Trey's inside. When Eric started to move away, she held his hand firmly. She didn't want him to go. She wanted Eric to want her. And she wanted Trey to want her as well. She wasn't sure she wanted either of them to do anything about their desire. She just needed to know it existed. While Eric seemed content to let her suck on his finger alternately with Trey's, Trey wasn't so patient. When she shifted her attention to Eric for a second time, Trey moved to stand behind her. Trey's hands rubbed over her rib cage and hip bones, urging her to lean back against him. She felt it against her lower back, the hard ridge of Trey's cock within his jeans, and she shuddered. She wanted to feel Eric's desire for her as well. She urged him toward her until there were scant inches between their bodies. She wrapped both arms around Eric and pulled his long, hard body against hers. Just like he'd said, he was hard for her. For her. She felt his hard cock against the heated flesh of her belly. Two handsome, sexy men who could have just about any woman they wanted, desired her. Yeah, but for how long? If they knew how useless her body was, that would send them running in opposite directions. Tears sprang to her eyes, and she tilted her chin down to press her forehead against Eric's hard chest. She couldn't let him see that she was emotional when she should be nothing but aroused. Trey's hand slid between her and Eric's bodies to rub the undercurves of both her breasts. He used his chin to brush her hair aside so he could suck on her neck just under her ear. Her thoughts scattered as she lost herself in the moment.
"Oh!"
she gasped. She hadn't expected Trey to move so fast, but his mouth, his hands, the solid strength of his body behind her felt so good, she only considered stopping him for a millisecond. Trey bent his knees so that his erection slid down the crack of her ass.
"Oh!"
She tilted her head back and looked up at Eric. His vibrant blue eyes were partially concealed by heavy lids as he gazed down at her. That sultry look that came so naturally to Trey looked even better on Eric. His hand slid between Trey's hip bones and her butt to draw her closer. Eric lifted her feet off the ground, dragging her up his cock until it pressed against her mound. Trey followed her upward motion, keeping his cock pressed firmly against her ass. Rebecca couldn't think of anything more exciting than being pressed between these two strong and sexy men. Couldn't think of anything more exciting until Eric lowered his head to kiss her. She clung to his back and opened her mouth to his questing tongue. While Eric had her distracted, Trey's hands slid from her breasts to the waistband of her leggings. He slowly eased them down. His fingers against the bare skin along both hips brought her back to her senses. She jerked her mouth from Eric's and moaned.
No.
Yes, Trey whispered into her ear. You mean yes. Say yes, Rebecca.
Yes, she gasped.
That's a good girl.
Trey looked over Rebecca's shoulder at Eric.
Please tell me you have a couple condoms on you. I got nothing with me.
Condoms? Why did he need a couple condoms? She was especially confused by his need for more than one. When realization struck her, Rebecca's entire body stiffened. Trey thought she'd do that? Here? With him and with Eric? Simultaneously?
Was that even possible? How would they take turns? Or would they both...
Rebecca's heart thudded so hard she expected it to burst right through her sternum.
Let me go,
she whispered.
Shh, sweetheart, we've got you,
Trey murmured. His warm breath against her ear sent shivers of delight down her spine.
Just relax, we'll make you feel so good.
Panic setting in, Rebecca struggled for her freedom. Eric took a step back and lowered her feet to the ground.
You don't have to if you don't want to,
he murmured. He removed his hands from her butt and moved one to cup her face. The strange thing was that somewhere inside she did want to. She wanted Trey to slide his cock up her ass and Eric's to plunge upward into her hot, achy pussy, thrusting into her, together. It wasn't that idea that made her stop them, but the thought that they'd find out, that they'd know she wasn't whole anymore. Isaac had stood beside her all through her cancer treatments and surgery, been endlessly patient and understanding while she'd healed. When they'd finally gotten intimate again, he'd lost his erection, saying she felt weird inside, so weird that he hadn't wanted her anymore. She supposed she couldn't blame him. He'd wanted kids. She couldn't give them to him, no matter how much she wanted to, and now she couldn't help but think that no man would ever want her. Sure, they might when they didn't know the truth about her, but as soon as they found out her womb had been taken. Rebecca couldn't stop shaking. She felt like she was going to collapse.
I don't want to,
she whispered. A lie. But better than them finding out and making her feel the way Isaac had made her feel. Empty, useless.
Cock tease,
Trey muttered under his breath. He pushed away from her and stormed out of the garage. Rebecca watched him stalk off, not sure why it upset her so much.
He'll hate me now, she whispered.
He'll get over it.
Eric wrapped an arm around her back and rubbed her upper arm encouragingly.
You okay? You're shaking all over.
She swallowed her threatening tears and nodded. She closed her eyes and took several deep breaths to calm herself. Eric's steady strength beside her comforted her more than he could possibly realize. That he didn't demand to know why she was so upset and stupid won the guy so many brownie points he could have led every Girl Scout troop in the contiguous 48 states. Not that she could ever mistake him for a girl. Not after feeling that stone-hard cock against her mound. And he was still threatening to bust the zipper out of his pants. Not that she was staring at it or anything.
So you got her started?
He asked. Rebecca jerked and tore her eyes off the bulge in Eric's pants, her shoes, to glance up at him in question.
Huh?
My car?
She smiled, grateful for the subject change. It helped her bury all the hurt and distract her from the white elephant in his pants, in the room.
Yeah, she started right up.
She must really like you.
Rebecca's smile broadened.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. She has excellent taste in women.
Rebecca felt her cheeks grow pink.
Has she started for a lot of women, then?
Surely a handsome, successful musician like Eric Styx had a harem of women at his disposal. She glanced up at him and found him staring down at her through half-closed lids. Her nipples pebbled under his attention. She swallowed and averted her gaze.
Even when Trey had been stroking her breasts, her nipples hadn't gotten that hard. Why Eric? There was no denying he was handsome, but Trey, whoa! She'd always thought Trey Mills was finer than royal Copenhagen china. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe some Corel dinnerware was more practical. Maybe Eric could be her everyday dish and she could take Trey out for special occasions, if ever. He'd sure look nice in her china cabinet stored safely behind the glass. Eric grinned, obviously unaware that she was mentally comparing him to tableware.
My baby doesn't kiss and tell.
She laughed. Fair enough.
You ready to get on the road?
Heck yeah, I am, she said.
You have your CDL, I assume?
CDL?
Commercial driver's license? You'll need it to drive the bus.
Rebecca's heart slammed into her ribs. I can't drive the bus.
Then who's gonna drive? Dave used to be our regular driver.
Not me. David crashed said bus and nearly died. He would have died if Jace hadn't pulled him from the fiery wreckage, or if Eric hadn't resuscitated him by giving him CPR. As she and Eric walked out of the garage and back toward the tour bus, she paused and took his arm to draw him to a halt. Eric? He looked down at her, and her heart started thudding again. Why did it keep doing that? He was just standing there. Yes, he looked at her like she was his favorite dish and he was starving to death, but that didn't explain her reaction to him.
Yeah?
He asked. Her grip on his arm tightened. She wanted him to feel her gratitude, see it in her eyes. Thank you for saving my brother's life. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. If there's anything I can do to repay you... And she did mean anything. Well, with the exception of threesome quickies in a storage area. He shrugged, but couldn't hide the pleased little smile on his lips.
No big. That CPR stuff comes in real handy around this band. Are you certified? You never know when someone's gonna have a grand mal seizure, crash a bus, or pass out in their own vomit.
Ew. Rebecca's stomach rolled. Vomit?
No worries, I'll take care of all the vomity ones.
She chuckled and then broke into delighted laughter. He grinned.
You get that I'm joking?
Well, of course you're joking, vomity ones. She laughed again. Too funny.
Most people don't get my jokes. Say they're inappropriate.
He finger-quoted inappropriate. Are they idiots?
Arguably.
She laughed again.
A woman who gets my jokes.
His pleased little grin turned into a broad smile.
Can I buy you a coffee sometime? Or a jet?
A jet? She laughed until her stomach ached and she had to bend over with her hands on both knees to catch her breath. You're killing me!
Gives me an excuse to practice my CPR. So nice of you to volunteer your soft and tasty lips.
When he leaned closer, she halted his seeking lips with a hand in his face. Easy there. Do I look like CPR Annie to you?
Not at all. But if it will make you feel better, I can close my eyes and pretend.
Actually, she was already feeling better. She didn't need to pretend. Eric Styx was like a refreshing breeze, blowing away all the clouds that insisted on blotting out her sunshine. Too bad she still had her heart set on Trey. Chapter 5 Stomach protesting its emptiness, Eric opened the small refrigerator and hunted for something edible. There was one good thing about losing their previous bus. All the suspicious-looking, past-their-expiration-date condiments had been replaced with new bottles. Unfortunately, Eric's secret stash of hot dogs had not. Neither had most of the beer. The stuff currently stocking the fridge looked suspiciously like vegetables and raw meat. Eric leaned back and waved a hand at the refrigerator.
What's up with the food? Where are my hot dogs?
Jace rose from the booth around the dining table and stood beside him, his brow crumpled with confusion.
Are those vegetables?
Looks like it.
Trey and Brian came to stand in their little huddle before the open refrigerator door. The four of them stood there staring into the fridge,
as if assessing a piece of modern art for deeper meaning.
Wait, is that cauliflower?
Brian asked, reaching in and poking the package of cauliflower, as if he expected it to bite him.
Sed!
Trey called to Sed, who was driving the bus in Dave's absence. They'd already decided they needed to hire a new driver as soon as possible, but this arrangement would work for now.
What?
Sed called from the driver's seat.
Do you know anything about the vegetables in the refrigerator?
Jessica says I need to eat better.
So putting this stuff in the fridge makes her think you're actually going to eat it?
Trey asked.
I guess.
Did she forget that none of us can cook?
I can stir up some scrambled eggs,
Eric said. It was the one thing he knew how to cook. And they could be flavored with just about anything. He enjoyed trying new spices. Perhaps nutmeg and sage this time. Eric reached for the carton of eggs. Jace karate chopped his wrist and Eric's fingers went numb.
Step away from the egg sticks.
Eric might have complained, but Rebecca giggled at his expense and his concentration shattered. He glanced at her sitting in one of the captain's chairs with her feet curled beneath her. Her mismatched socks barely showed from beneath the ginormous sweatshirt she was swimming in. The faded red garment must have once belonged to a 400-pound linebacker. She'd insisted that she was cold when he teased her about wearing it earlier. She was already so goddamned adorable, and that huge garment made her seem even more petite. He suppressed the urge to sweep her into his arms and bury his face in her neck, and lose his hands up inside that baggy sweatshirt to see if her pert nipples were hard for him again.
Maybe there's a frozen pizza in there?
Brian said, opening the freezer. He leaned in for a closer inspection.
Chicken? Why is there chicken in the freezer?
Jessica's idea,
Sed called from the driver's seat.
I thought she was supposed to be a smart chick,
Trey said.
Does she really think we're going to eat this complicated stuff?
She is a smart chick. She's marrying me,
Sed called. Eric and the rest of the guys busted out laughing.
That proves she's dumb as a post.
Sed stomped the brakes and his four bandmates ricocheted off each other like bowling pins. Eric sobered immediately. Memories of wrenching metal, fear of death, and agonizing pain in his ankle took all the humor out of the situation. He'd limped for days after the bus accident, but all things considered, with the exception of Dave's injury, they'd been lucky. Rebecca untangled her legs from beneath her sweatshirt and slipped between the guys to peer into the fridge. I can probably throw something together. Brian's head swiveled in her direction.
You know how to cook?
I've been in the kitchen a time or two. She smiled at each of them. When her eyes fell on Trey, he turned and moved to the front of the bus. He leaned against the dashboard, crossed his arms over his chest, and struck up a conversation with Sed. Eric saw the pain in Rebecca's troubled eyes before she covered it with a bright smile. Go sit down, guys. I'll make dinner. Rebecca's eyes opened wide when Brian grabbed her in a crushing embrace.
Thank you.
He planted a kiss on her temple and squeezed her enthusiastically, swaying side to side with glee. Eric wedged an arm between Brian and Rebecca.
What about Myrna? Sheesh!
Brian released Rebecca, looking puzzled.
What do you mean? It's all Myrna's fault in the first place. She spoiled me so much with her cooking that I don't think I can make myself eat the usual crap we consume on the road.
So Brian was just thinking about keeping his stomach happy? Eric wasn't sure why Brian's hug and platonic kiss was pressing all of his jealousy buttons. Maybe because Rebecca looked so pleased about it. Did she have a thing for Brian, too? Lots of chicks wanted the Brian-slash-Trey combination. Maybe that's why she'd freaked out in the storage unit earlier. Maybe she'd wanted to be the filling in a Brian-Trey sandwich, and Eric had been the wrong kind of bread. Eric's heart skipped a beat when she gripped his right hand in both of hers. She looked up at him, a twinkle in her blue eyes. You're going to help me, right, Eric?
Help you?
Yeah, you can cut vegetables and stuff, right?
Not exactly.
He grinned regardless. He doubted he was capable of telling this woman no.
Sure.
Rebecca rummaged around in the refrigerator to take inventory of their stores. Eric couldn't take his eyes off her ass as she bent at the waist and sorted through the ingredients. He stood directly behind her, imagining his cock buried in her warm, slick depths, her smooth, naked skin beneath his fingertips as she allowed his exploration, his possession, her warmth against his thighs as he thrust deep, deep, so deep that his balls pressed against her. He clenched his hands into fists at his sides to prevent himself from grabbing her and showing her the effect that little wiggle of her hips was having on his thoughts and his fly. It was probably a good thing she had that baggy sweatshirt on. If he could actually see her slim thighs and the division between them, the fist-clenching thing would have done little to keep his hands off her. She backed up unexpectedly, and her luscious little ass bumped into his thighs. He didn't have the mental faculties to take a step back. Instead, his arms slid around her hips and pulled her closer. She stood upright. "Sorry about that," she said. Even though she had to be able to feel how hard he was against her lower back, she didn't move away. She tilted her head back to look up at him. "I should probably take off this baggy sweatshirt. It's kind of a fire hazard." As far as Eric was concerned, her body was a much greater fire hazard. He was definitely about to burst into flames. The sweatshirt brushed over his face as she lifted her arms and pulled it off over her head. Her scent bombarded his senses. He bit his lip to keep from moaning aloud. Dear Lord, he wanted her. Even more so when his gaze settled on the twin bumps of her nipples straining against her tank top. It took every shred of his willpower not to stroke them with his thumbs. "It's chilly in here," she murmured, taking a deep breath that made her cleavage swell above the neckline of her top.
"Fucking A."
He groaned and lifted his hands with the intention of cupping those two succulent globes of flesh, of rubbing those erect nipples of hers between his thumbs and forefingers until she begged him to suck them into his mouth and flick his tongue against them. Rebecca stepped away before he could claim his twin prize package. "How does roast sound?" she asked Brian.
"Oh, God, yes," Brian murmured.
Eric had forgotten the guys were even present. He glanced over his shoulder self-consciously. Had they noticed him pressing up against their little cock-tease of a soundboard operator and enjoying it immensely? Her coyness might piss off Trey, but it had Eric entirely spellbound. His cheeks pink, Jace offered Eric a knowing grin. That would be one in the totally noticed it column. Brian seemed more interested in the lean roast Rebecca sat on the counter. The consistent hum of the bus engine lowered several pitches as Sed directed the bus off the road and into a rest area. Eric braced himself as they drew to a halt and reached for Rebecca to steady her. She smiled her gratitude at him, and he grinned at her like a giddy fool.
"Eric," she said, "you wash and cut those red potatoes into large chunks."
He wasn't sure if he could hold a knife in his trembling hand, but he couldn't help but be happy that Rebecca had chosen him to help her cook, not Trey. Eric stifled the urge to stick his tongue out at Sir Fucks-a-Lot, who was still chatting with Sed at the front of the bus. Sed stood from the driver's seat, stretched his arms over his head, and nodded at Trey. Rebecca tumbled half a bag of potatoes into the sink and left Eric to figure out how to wash and cut them on his own. She heated some oil in a pan and unwrapped the roast. Spellbound, Eric watched her massage spices into the meat, imagining her tiny hands digging into his ass as he gyrated his hips to fuck her deep and hard. Would she like it hard? Eric was accustomed to having intensely sensual thoughts frequently. His mind had always been the center of his sexuality, but he didn't usually get this turned on by everything a woman did. When she tossed the meat into the hot grease and it sizzled loudly, Eric finally snapped back to his senses. He didn't want that to happen to his ass, thank you very much. She glanced at him.
"You have no idea what you're doing, do you?"
He hated to admit it, but he didn't. He didn't want her to get exasperated with him and shoo him out of the kitchen. He wanted to help her, to be close to her, special to her.
Show me.
She washed a potato, moved it to the cutting board that was built into the countertop, and cut it into several large pieces. Do you think you can handle that? She looked up at him from beneath her thick lashes. Handle what?
Yeah.
That smells fantastic already, Brian crooned from the dining area.
It won't be ready for a couple hours.
Brian covered his belly with both hands when it rumbled with hunger.
I think my stomach will digest itself by then.
We used to go days without a decent meal. Myrna has spoiled you.
Jay said and chuckled. Brian smiled at him.
And not just with her cooking.
Rebecca turned the meat to sear its other side and searched the fridge for vegetables. Eric almost cut his thumb off as he watched her wriggling backside, which was no longer hidden by her sweatshirt.
Mercy, woman,
he growled. She glanced at him, her eyebrows raised in question.
You have one seriously fine ass.
Eric bit his lip. Sometimes things popped out of his mouth before he had a chance to edit them. Well, they always did, actually. Instead of chastising him, she grinned and gyrated her hips.
You think so? The pain of the knife slicing through the pad of his thumb barely registered.
Way to go, lover boy. Now you're bleeding all over our fucking dinner,
Trey said. He nudged Rebecca aside and found a bag of apples in the refrigerator. He tossed one to Brian and claimed one for himself.
Oh, dear.
Rebecca yanked the knife out of Eric's hand and tossed it in the sink. She grabbed his wrist and kept his hand elevated as she tugged him into the bathroom. She searched frantically through the medicine cabinet.
Don't you guys have anything but pain relievers in here?
We tend to nurse a lot of hangovers.
Eric's chest constricted over her concern. No one gave a shit about him, ever.
There should be a first aid kit under the sink.
Blood was now dripping down the side of his hand, but the wound didn't hurt much. She located the first aid kit and wrenched it open. She grabbed a can of antiseptic spray, popped the lid off, and began to spray his wound as if she was an 80s hairdresser with a can of Aquanet. Stinging pain shot up his arm.
Oh, fuck!
Eric tucked his hand against his chest to protect it from her overzealous disinfection.
Hold still!
She turned on the water in the sink and forced his hand beneath the flow.
Let me see it.
Rebecca?
Sed called from outside the bathroom.
I think the roast is burning.
Just turn off the burner, she bellowed. Eric is more important.
Eric is more important? Did she really feel that way? Rebecca inspected his thumb and sucked a breath through her teeth.
It's not all that deep, but you practically filleted it.
If someone hadn't distracted me with her seriously fine ass...
She stiffened and lifted her guilty gaze to his.
I'm sorry. I'll go put my sweatshirt back on.
He shifted her back against the sink counter so they were facing each other and pinned her there with his body.
I'd rather you didn't.
He brushed her platinum and cobalt hair behind one ear, his uninjured thumb brushing over her high cheekbone. The tension drained from her body and she watched him, her lips slightly parted. She was close enough that he could feel her heart thudding in her chest and recognized that his was thudding just as hard. He lowered his head, closing the distance between their lips.
I finished cutting the potatoes, Jay said and pushed the door open. Are you okay, Eric?
Rebecca squirmed from between the counter and Eric's body.
I think it just needs a bandage, she said. What do you think?
Jason and Rebecca inspected the cut on Eric's thumb while Eric tried to get his raging hard-on under control. Damn, this woman had him turned on every which way but right side up.
I don't think it needs stitches either, Jace was saying.
Another painful spray of disinfectant and a rather large bandage later, Eric followed Jace and Rebecca out of the bathroom. Eric watched her add water to the roast and set it to simmering. She refused to let Eric help her this time, but Jace,
The little bastard somehow weaseled himself into her assistant's role. Jace didn't need help figuring out how to peel and cut carrots. It was almost as if he'd cooked before.
"You've been holding out on us,"
Brian accused as he watched Jace cut onions like a master chef. Jace glanced over his shoulder, flushed, and changed his technique to awkwardly cutting the onions into uneven chunks.
"You can cook and you let us starve?"
Trey hit Jace in the middle of the back with his apple core.
"I'm not any good,"
Jace insisted quietly.
"Better than Eric,"
Brian said.
"You haven't cut off your thumb yet."
Eric laughed.
"Fuck you, Sinclair!"
"Sorry, Styx, I save it all for Myrna."
With an indulgent grin on his face, Sed shoved Brian's shoulder.
"Is she pregnant yet?"
Brian shrugged.
"Don't know. If not, it's not from a lack of trying."
Eric averted his gaze. He never thought he'd see the day when one of the sinners would be talking about having kids. He caught sight of Rebecca, who was staring at Brian as if someone had ripped her heart out. She noticed that Eric was staring at her, again, and turned back to the stove. She added the vegetables to the roast, covered the Dutch oven with a lid, and closed herself in the bathroom. Eric wondered what was bothering her.
"Slow down, buddy,"
Trey said. It took Eric a moment to realize he was talking to him.
"Huh? If you really want her, slow down."
"What? You mean Rebecca?"
"Is there any other her on the bus? Just play it cool."
"But she wants you."
Trey winked at him.
"And I'm still planning to use that fact to its fullest."
Chapter 6 Rebecca checked her reflection in the bathroom mirror to make sure none of the guys would be able to tell she'd been crying. So stupid that she'd been crying anyway. She couldn't let herself turn into a blubbering mess every time someone mentioned having babies. Saving her life was more important than being able to have children. She knew that. Sometimes it didn't feel that way. She'd always wanted to be a mom. Just another dream of hers that had been crushed. Her latest dream, to be the best front-of-house soundboard operator in the business, was what she needed to focus on. She'd been given a chance. She had to use it and do her best. She prayed her best was good enough. Rebecca let herself out of the bathroom and went to check on the roast. When she lifted the lid, five hungry rock stars groaned in unison. She grinned to herself. She could totally get used to this. She put the lid back on the pot and turned to face the guys who were all crammed in the two booths around the dining table.
"Do you want a beer, Rebecca?"
Sed asked and took a sip from his brown bottle.
"No, thanks. I need to go over Dave's notes some more."
She retrieved Dave's precious notebook from the chair she'd left it in and settled in the seat with the pages of diagrams and text. How on earth was she supposed to remember all of this? She'd thought the guitars would be her biggest challenge, but they didn't compare to how many mics had to be set up and adjusted for Eric's massive drum kit. She looked up and caught Eric staring at her. He didn't look away. His pale blue gaze seemed to caress her skin as he watched her with undisguised interest. She didn't understand why, but she liked the way he looked at her. It was as if she was a forbidden fruit, and he was one second away from getting himself ejected from the Garden of Eden. Rebecca glanced at Trey, hoping that he might also show a bit of interest, but he was wedged against Brian in the dining booth, going over something about the new song they were adding to the show. She wished she hadn't balked back in the storage garage. Trey was the one she'd always had a crush on. Every slight movement he made was like he was playing an orchestra of sensuality. Unfortunately, he didn't seem to want to play with Rebecca at all. She forced her attention back to her notebook, using a pencil to carefully scribe notes in the margins. She almost wished the band trusted her enough to come up with her own setup, rather than emulating her brother's, but there was no sense in redoing something that already worked. She couldn't wait to get to the venue and work on setting up the piano and Eric's vocal mic. Those would be her own. Maybe with time they'd let her explore more of her ideas. For now, she just had to live up to their expectations.
Her big brother's shoes were a lot to fill. When dinner was ready, the guys crowded around the stove.
"Said, don't take half the roast," Brian said.
"My woman bought it, so it's mine. You're lucky I let you have any."
"Save me some carrots."
Trey poked one of the carrots on Sed's plate and added it to his own.
"They're sweet."
"Hey,"
Sed complained. While Sed's attention was on trying to retrieve the stolen carrot, Brian helped himself to some of Sed's roast. Jay saw his opening at the stove and began to divvy up the remaining food between his plate and Eric's. Rebecca decided she'd be lucky to get the leavings at the bottom of the pan. When the scuffle ended and all were satisfied that they had gotten everything they had coming to them, they headed for the table. The pan on the stove was completely empty. Rebecca stood there watching them with wide eyes. The five of them noticed her at the same time. Each paused with their forks halfway to their mouths.
"Rebecca didn't get any," Eric said.
He slid from the end of the bench and waved her toward his vacated seat.
"Have mine."
She heard his stomach rumble from where she stood.
"No, you eat. I'll be fine."
"Get her a plate,"
Sed said.
"We'll all share with her."
"That isn't necess—"
The eager looks on their faces stifled her protests. Eric retrieved a plate and set it in the center of the table. Each of them gave her some of their food until her plate was fuller than any of theirs. She didn't know why it touched her so much.
"Thank you."
"Sit,"
Eric insisted. He picked up his plate and moved to the living area. He sat on the sofa and balanced his plate against his chest so he could shovel food into his mouth with his free hand. There was a narrow spot beside Trey on the bench. He glanced up at her and then at Eric in the living room. Instead of scooting over to give her more room, he moved further from Brian so that there was no place to sit. Rebecca decided he didn't want her to sit beside him. She bit her lip, not sure why Trey's rebuffs hurt her so much. She took her plate from the table and went to sit next to Eric on the sofa.
"That was rude,"
Sed commented.
"Shut up,"
Trey murmured. Rebecca ignored him. It wasn't hard when Eric gifted her with a brilliant smile. She'd rather sit with him anyway. Otherwise, he'd be eating alone.
"God, this is good,"
Brian said with a full mouth.
"I think Reb deserves a raise."
Rebecca flushed with pleasure and set her plate on her lap.
"I'm glad you like it."
"Love it,"
Sed said in his deep baritone.
"Thanks for cooking for us,"
Jace added with an adorable smile. Trey continued to silently shovel food into his mouth, but Eric nudged her gently with his elbow.
"If you feed them good food, they'll love you forever."
She supposed she could handle that.
"Well, since I can't drive the bus, I guess I'll take up the cooking duties."
Several hollers of appreciation came from the dining area.
"But you guys get to wash the dishes," she added.
The appreciative cheers turned to grumbles. Someone's phone rang. There was a scuffle as Trey snatched Brian's phone out of his hand and answered,
"Hi, Myrna, what you doing?"
Trey said into Brian's cell phone in a teasing tone.
"Oh, he's much too busy to talk right now."
"Give me the phone,"
Brian insisted.
"Are you knocked up yet?"
Trey asked. His face fell and he hurriedly handed the phone to Brian.
"She's crying."
"Great."
Brian grumbled and shoved Trey out of the booth with both hands. Brian headed toward the bedroom with his phone.
"Don't cry, sweetheart,"
he said to his wife on the phone.
"We have plenty of time. We'll keep trying."
Brian closed the bedroom door behind him. Rebecca pushed her food around her plate, her appetite suddenly lacking. She doubted she could swallow around the knot in her throat anyway.
"Dipshit,"
Sed grumbled at Trey.
"I didn't mean to make her cry. How was I supposed to know she started her period?"
"She told you that?"
Sed cocked an eyebrow at him.
"How else is she going to know she's not pregnant?"
"Was she really crying?"
Jace asked.
"Yeah."
"Maybe we should ask her to come out on tour with us again,"
Sed said.
"How is she supposed to get pregnant if she's in Kansas City and Brian's touring all over the country?"
He could always jack off into an empty beer bottle and FedEx it to her,
Eric said. While everyone else rolled their eyes at him, Rebecca burst out laughing.
He can put it on dry ice, and then she can warm it up in the microwave when it arrives.
Rebecca laughed harder, almost dropping her plate in the process.
Oh my God, Rebecca,
Seth grumbled.
Would you please not encourage him? He's bad enough already.
She glanced from Seth to Eric, and her smile faltered.
That was not funny, Eric,
she said seriously. She turned her head so no one but Eric could see her expression.
Yeah, it was,
she whispered. Eric grinned.
Are you going to eat any of that?
He pointed at her plate with his fork. Her appetite had already returned.
Yeah, making me laugh won't earn extra food from me.
The guys around the table had already finished their food and were picking at Brian's. Rebecca couldn't blame them. The roast was tender and juicy. The flavor rich and savory. It was one of the best meals she'd ever cooked.
Hey, what's that?
Eric pointed to the back of the bus. While her attention was elsewhere, Eric attempted to steal from her plate. Her hard stare stopped him with his fork hovering millimeters from one of her potatoes.
Busted.
You're just picking at it, and it's so good,
he said.
I wouldn't want it to go to waste. Can I have just a little bite?
She considered him for a moment. She really didn't mind sharing, but he was so fun to tease.
How about a trade?
I don't have anything you want.
He had plenty she wanted, but she didn't want to be too greedy.
Foot massage.
For one potato?
He shook his head.
That's worth a bite of roast, two potatoes, and a carrot, at least.
You're a master negotiator. You better do a good job.
She fed him off her plate, knowing there was no way she could possibly eat it all anyway, but hey, she got a foot massage from the man with the magic hands out of the deal. She was definitely getting the better end of this bargain. He chewed each bite slowly, as if trying to avoid his task. When he'd finished, she continued to eat, and he rose to put his empty plate in the sink. Returning a moment later, he knelt on the floor at her feet. He took her socked foot in both hands and looked up at her. Their eyes met, and her heart began to race. When his uninjured thumb rubbed over her instep with just the right amount of pressure, she moaned. Eric got a strange look on his face, lowered his nose to her foot, and took a hesitant sniff.
Geez, woman, are you trying to kill me?
My feet do not stink, she said indignantly.
Must be the sock.
He stripped it from her foot and tossed it aside. His thumb against her bare skin was almost too wonderful to bear. She stretched her toes and closed her eyes to relish the sensation. After a minute, he stopped and moved to sit beside her on the sofa. She opened her eyes to look at him.
What about the other one?
You said foot massage, not feet massage.
She scowled.
But my other foot wants some attention.
He looked at her plate pointedly.
You can't possibly still be hungry, she said.
I am,
Seth said in his low baritone.
That was fucking fantastic. I'll massage your other foot for second helpings.
Eric's eyes opened wide, and he flopped down on the floor again.
Jessica will kick your ass if you touch another woman.
Worth it. Have you tried Jessica's cooking?
Seth made a face of horror. Rebecca giggled. Eric Styx and Seth Lionheart competing to massage her feet? She didn't remember dying and going to heaven, but it could be the only logical explanation. If only Trey would show some interest. He was sucking on a red sucker and staring at the bedroom door where Brian had disappeared moments before.
I'll make more next time. I'm not used to cooking for five men.
Or anyone but herself, since she'd broken up with Isaac.
When we catch up with the other bus in the equipment truck, you'll be cooking for 17 men,
Eric said.
17?
And one very adorable woman.
I'm not adorable, she insisted.
And also for yourself.
There's another woman on tour?
She said it before she realized he was teasing her again.
You better get busy massaging or I'll be sharing this delicious piece of roast with Sed.
She pushed a large piece of roast to the edge of her plate.
I'm so there,
Sed said.
Hey, Sed,
Trey sat around his sucker.
Come here, I need to tell you something.
Sed hesitated and then returned to the table and leaned close to Trey, who said something in his ear. Rebecca lost concentration when Eric stripped off her other sock and began massaging her neglected foot. She speared her meaty offering with her fork and fed him. He grinned while he chewed and passed Sed a smug look. Sed had settled at the table next to Jace. Apparently he'd changed his mind about competing for the rest of Rebecca's supper. When she finally finished, Eric took her plate and set it in the sink. He then settled next to her on the sofa.
I don't think I'll ever get the smell of Rebfoot off my hands.
He sniffed at his fingers and made a face of displeasure.
Hey!
Do you play video games?
Sed was suddenly standing over her and handing her a video game controller.
A little,
she admitted. She took the controller from Sed.
Awesome.
Sed handed a second controller to Eric and then plopped down on the sofa next to him.
You playing, Jace?
He called to their bassist.
Yeah, why not?
Jace squeezed in on Sed's opposite side.
Scoot over, Sticks, I can't breathe,
Sed complained. Eric moved closer to Rebecca. His arm and thigh rested against hers. She scooted toward the arm of the sofa to give Eric a bit more room. Sed's massive frame shifted into Eric again.
What part of get the fuck out of my personal space don't you understand?
Sed said to Eric. By the time Sed was satisfied with his personal space, Rebecca was halfway on Eric's lap. Eric hesitated and then wrapped an arm around her back. Her heart thudded as she shifted completely onto Eric's lap. His arm circled her as he gripped his controller in front of her body.
That's better,
Sed said. He and Jace exchanged devious grins. Rebecca wasn't sure what was going on, but she decided trying to shoot aliens was twice as hard when she was engulfed by Eric's body heat and his masculine scent. She couldn't concentrate at all with him this close. Not that she minded. Brian came out of the bedroom and sat next to Trey in the booth. Rebecca's attention was cut in half again as she tried to follow their conversation. Even Eric's attempts to protect her from the enemy aliens in the game didn't save her avatar from certain death.
Everything okay?
Trey asked.
Myrna's pretty upset,
Brian said.
I told her I'd fly to Kansas City and see her in 10 days or so. You know, when she's fertile. Maybe no sex for 10 days will up my sperm count or something. Too much information, bro.
Trey chuckled.
One of these days you'll be in my shoes and I'm gonna give you a hard time. Trying to have kids? No way in hell. I don't want any kids. Not my idea of a good time.
Rebecca's avatar met an untimely end as she took her eyes off the TV to look at Trey. He didn't want kids? She was just the woman not to give them to him.
I love kids,
Eric said.
They're so much fun.
Rebecca scowled. Her avatar regenerated on screen, and she blasted an unlucky alien to bits. Chapter 7. In the darkness, Rebecca rolled onto her back and stared at the bunk overhead. Trey slept up there. She could hear his soft snores. He hadn't spoken a word to her all evening. She'd had fun with the other guys, but Trey was obviously avoiding her. She rolled onto her side, restless and horny. She regretted making Trey and Eric stop their combined seduction more and more with each passing minute. Maybe they wouldn't notice that her body was weird. It had been almost 2 years since her surgery. Maybe things were better now. How could she know if she didn't try? Feeling claustrophobic in her little curtained bunk, she tugged the curtain back. Across the way, the light in Eric's bunk was on. He looked up from the book he was reading. When she tried to see the title on the spine, he shifted it so she couldn't read it. The tease. Like her. Did Trey really think she was a cock tease?
She hadn't meant to be, it had just sort of happened that way. Thinking about what had almost transpired in the garage made her skin hot. And being on a bus with five virile men all evening didn't do much to cool her off. She kicked off her covers and rolled onto her back again. She caught movement out of the corner of her eye and turned her head enough to catch Eric watching her. She followed his piercing gaze to her cleavage. The way he looked at her made her want to feed his desire. Maybe she should try sex with Eric. He'd probably be less critical of her body than Trey would be. She wasn't sure what compelled her to tug her loose tank top down until one bare nipple appeared above the neckline. Eric's excited gasp made that nipple butt into a hardened point.
Jeez, why did her nipples get hard every time that guy looked at them?
Annoyed, she rubbed a hand over her breast, trying to get her reaction under control. It only managed to make her nipple harder. Probably because it felt so good. Damn, she was horny. Her sex drive had been non-existent for almost 2 years. This was a welcome, though unexpected, change. Eric's book tumbled to the floor and she looked down at it.
Shakespeare? Really?
She glanced at him and found him watching her with a look of unquenchable desire on his ruggedly handsome face. Did he like watching her rub her own breast that much? She plucked at her nipple with her fingertips to see how Eric would react. He shifted in his bunk and took a deep, shuddering breath. If she kept going, would he get excited enough to touch himself? She licked her lips. Their eyes met. She wanted him to become so aroused that he couldn't help but touch himself. She used her toes to yank her curtain open farther. She then pulled her top down in front until both breasts were fully exposed. Pretending she wasn't putting on a little show for Eric, she pressed her breasts together, rubbed them with her palms, and plucked at her nipples until they were both standing at rigid attention. She licked her fingers and slid the wetness over her pebbled flesh. She wondered what Eric's strong fingers would feel like against her nipples. The memory of his thumb against her lower back and the instep of her foot had her attempting to copy his technique. She cupped one breast in each hand and rubbed her thumbs over both nipples in firm, repetitive circles. While no substitute for the real thing, it did feel good. Knowing he was watching her made it feel 1,000 times better. Her eyes drifted closed, head tilted back, mouth dropped open.
"Oh, yes," she whispered.
Across the aisle, Eric gasped, brokenly. Did he think she was sexy? Or just pathetic?
"Eric."
She hadn't meant to say his name. She bit her lip and peeked at him through one half-closed eye. His blue eyes were glazed with desire. For her? She slid a finger into her mouth and sucked. He pressed his tongue against his upper lip, then eased his curtain open, revealing a hard-muscled, long and lean torso. He had perfectly sculpted arms, shoulders, and chest, a drummer's body. She could just see the hint of his washboard abs. A small ring pierced one nipple. Unfortunately, the curtain obscured his lower body. Was he entirely naked? She wished he would open his curtain and let her see the rest of his body. His cock. She wanted to see it. Was he hard? She slid her finger into her mouth to wet it. She then rubbed it over her aching nipple and down the center of her belly. Eric's chest rose and fell with excited breaths. He shifted and fumbled with something behind the curtain below his waist. He sucked a breath between his teeth and his eyes drifted closed in bliss. Oh, God, was he touching himself now? She couldn't see what he was doing below the waist, but his arm was moving rhythmically. His eyes opened and he rubbed his face against his pillow, his mouth open. Wow, he looked sexy. Did she look that sexy to him? She lowered her hand and cupped her mound through her pajama bottoms. She was hot and getting wet. It took a lot to get her wet, but that look on his face had her fluids flowing freely. She wanted to touch herself while Eric touched himself, and she wanted him to see her do it.
She glanced up at the bunk above Eric's, where Jace slept, to make sure his curtain was closed completely. Heart thudding with excitement, Rebecca pushed her curtain open farther. She glanced across the aisle, waiting for Eric to reciprocate. He watched her, his head tilted back slightly, his arm still moving with the same rhythm, but he didn't open his curtain, didn't show her what she wanted to see. She could tease, too. Rebecca removed her tank top and matching pajama bottoms, leaving her in nothing but her panties. She rolled onto her side, presenting her back to Eric. She played with her breasts, not sure which excited her more, knowing he was watching or the actual attention she paid to her flesh. Okay, who was she kidding? Knowing he was watching was all the appeal. She heard his curtain slide. She looked over her shoulder, wondering if he'd shut her out. No, he'd opened it farther. She could see Eric's navel now and his forearm moving against his belly as he stroked his cock, but she still couldn't see what she really wanted to see. Her back still to Eric, she ran one hand over her ass. Eric sucked a breath through his teeth. He liked that, did he? Would he like to see more? She rolled to face him and thrust her breasts forward, rubbing her hands over her belly, sides, and hips with a feather-like touch. When she covered her mound with one hand and squeezed, Eric's entire body jerked with excitement. She wanted to show him more, show him everything. Rebecca eased her panties down her thighs, removed them, and tossed them across the aisle into Eric's bunk. His breath caught. He picked up her panties with his free hand and pressed them to his nose. He inhaled deeply and then shuddered.
"Oh, dear God,"
he groaned. Trembling, Rebecca spread her thighs and tested her excitement. Her pussy was delightfully wet, her lips swollen and achy. She brushed two fingers against her clit and jerked with excitement. She hadn't been this worked up since before her surgery. The doctor had said she'd never get her sex drive back. Ha! Wrong, Dr. Dumbass. Rebecca rubbed her breast with one hand, the excited flesh between her thighs with the other. Her pleasure built until she was writhing with excitement in her bunk. Oh.
Oh? Was she going to come? She couldn't do that anymore, could she?
She hadn't been able to with Isaac after her hysterectomy. Don't think about him, she chastised herself. Rebecca rolled onto her back and ran her hands down over her belly and between her thighs. She opened her legs and slid two fingers inside her pussy. She was so wet, couldn't remember ever being this turned on. She wanted Eric to see her plunging her fingers into her own body. She turned around in her bed so that her head was at the foot and rolled onto her stomach, trying to find a position where he would be able to see the most. She moved her bent legs up under her belly, her knees just under her ribs, and spread her legs wide.
"So beautiful," he murmured.
She moved her arm beneath her body, down its center, between her legs. She stroked at her throbbing clit, undulating her hips in excitement. Could he see what she was doing? She plunged two fingers into her pussy, and Eric cursed under his breath. Oh, yeah. He could see everything. She turned her head, her left cheek pressed against her mattress so she could watch his face. Her excitement built as she continued to stroke her clit and drive her fingers deep into her slick passage. She bit her lip to keep from crying out as her body convulsed with release. She felt the clenching of her pussy around her fingers as the ripples of pleasure pulsed through her. Rebecca collapsed and stretched out on her side, still trembling with the after effects of her orgasm, the first she'd had in a long time. Way too fucking long. Eric pushed his curtain back, revealing his long cock to her. She watched him stroke himself for several minutes, his fingers wrapped around his flesh, drawing up and down its length with gentle, fast strokes. She strained her ears to hear the sounds of flesh on flesh and the excited hitch in his breath. She had the sudden urge to want to come with him. She opened her legs again and stroked her clit with the same rhythm he used. She decided watching the look on his face was almost as sexy as watching his hand slide over his cock, almost as sexy as thinking about it between her lips. She sucked on the fingers of her free hand, wanting him in her mouth, wondering what his cum would taste like. She slid the fingers of her other hand in and out of her pussy, imagining him thrusting into her, longing to have his slim hips between her quaking thighs. The involuntary arch in Eric's back told her he was close to release. She stroked her clit more vigorously, afraid she'd miss her chance to come with him. Watching the fluids erupt from his body, watching him catch his cum in his free hand, watching him rub it over his cock from tip to base while he stared at her through half-lowered lids, sent her over the edge. She cried out as a second orgasm pulsed through her body. The curtain above her opened, and Trey's face appeared upside down over the edge of his bunk.
"What are you doing down there?"
His eyes drifted over her nude body to the fingers she still had buried in her pussy.
"Fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about."
He flipped himself out of his bunk and onto the floor. Still senseless with spent desire, she watched Trey reach in his bunk. She couldn't figure out why he was inserting a metal stud through his tongue and securing it in place with a metallic ball. Couldn't figure it out until he leaned over her body and buried his face between her thighs. He rubbed the bit of metal over her clit, and she cried out in surprise. She grabbed two fistfuls of his longish hair, intending to push him away, but within seconds she was too busy writhing in pleasure to consider stopping him. Trey's tongue flicked against her with such perfectly timed precision she became delirious. Rebecca shook her head side to side, knowing this much pleasure must be wrong. Trey's hands glided up her body, hands skimming over her heated flesh. Goosebumps rose along his gentle paths. Her panting became gasping and then moaning. She had no sense of place. Trey's thumbs brushed over both nipples and she cried out.
"Will you two take it to the bedroom and shut the fucking door?"
Sed yelled from his bunk. Trey lifted his head and Rebecca cried out again, this time in protest. He placed a kiss along the inner ridge of her hip bone.
"Come on,"
he murmured, his voice husky with desire. For her. Trey Mills wanted her. She couldn't quite grasp the concept. Trey climbed to his feet and her eyes fell on the tent in his shorts. Trey was hard, excited by her body. A surge of lust flooded the apex of her thighs and she shuddered. He offered her a hand and helped her to her feet.
"You coming, Eric?"
Trey asked, catching Eric's eye and nodding toward the bedroom. Rebecca's heart lurched.
"What?"
"He likes to watch. You want him to, don't you?"
She stared down at Eric, who was still lounging in his bunk. She couldn't read his expression. Bewilderment? Frustration?
"Yeah, I want him."
Trey tugged Rebecca toward the bedroom at the back of the bus. Chapter 8. Eric jerked the curtain of his bunk closed and buried his head under his pillow. He wanted her, Rebecca, wanted to watch her touch herself again. Damn, that had been so hot. He'd seen a lot of things in his day. Well, mostly his nights. But watching Rebecca pleasure herself had turned him on like nothing in his experience. He didn't only want to watch her, though. He wanted to touch her, kiss her, taste her, smell her, hold her, laugh with her, cry with her. He wanted her. And she wanted fucking Trey. Everyone wanted fucking Trey. Eric yelled, "Fuck!" into his pillow and tossed it aside. He knew it would be pure torture to watch Trey touch Rebecca, taste her, make love to her, watch Trey do all the things he wanted to do. But Eric couldn't resist her invitation. He knew she meant to say that she wanted him to watch. Not that she actually wanted him, but Eric couldn't help but get his hopes up. When Trey was finished with her, Eric could try to scrape together whatever was left of her and make it his. It had never worked in the past, but maybe this time would be different. Eric tugged his boxer briefs up his thighs and tucked his half-hard cock into his underwear and down his thigh. He shouldn't have jacked off in front of Rebecca. She probably thought he was some desperate loser. He located her panties and hid them under his pillow before yanking his curtain open and climbing from his bunk. He found his book on the floor and shoved that under his pillow as well, before padding down the corridor toward the open bedroom door. He could already hear Rebecca's sighs of delight. Frozen on the threshold, Eric stared at the bed. Rebecca lay sprawled on her back, her arms spread wide as she clung to the bedclothes, her back arched to thrust the perfect globes of her breasts upward. Her eyes were closed tightly, but her mouth hung open in blissful abandon. Whatever Trey was doing to the flesh between her legs must have felt fucking amazing.
"Oh, oh, oh," she cried. "I'm coming! I'm coming!"
Eric's mouth went dry, his dick hard.
"Close the door,"
Seth insisted, and a spare pillow hit Eric in the back of the head. Eric stumbled over the threshold, closed the door, and leaned his back against its cold surface for support. He could smell Rebecca's excitement, the musky scent of her wet pussy, like the scent of her panties, yet more pronounced. Eric shuddered and pressed his cock against his thigh so he didn't yank it out of his drawers and start jerking it again. Trey lifted his head and glanced over his shoulder at Eric.
"There you are. Come over here where you can see."
Eric hesitated, sparing a glance at Rebecca's flushed face for signs of protest. She gazed at him through lowered lids, biting her lip as she wriggled her hips in anticipation of more of Trey's pierced tongue. When Eric didn't move, she beckoned him closer with two fingers. Eric sprinted to the end of the bed and came to a sudden halt next to Trey. Trey grabbed Rebecca by the hips, tugged her to the bottom of the bed, and spread her legs wide.
"Isn't she beautiful?"
Trey murmured. He traced the slick skin of her red and swollen inner folds with one finger.
"Yes,"
Eric agreed. Eric's dick twitched as Trey's finger continued to explore Rebecca's excited flesh.
"She's hot,"
Trey said.
"Yes." "Wet?"
Eric nodded. Her pussy was so wet her juices were trickling from her inner folds over her ass. Kneeling on the floor between Rebecca's parted thighs, Trey leaned forward and rubbed the stud in his tongue along one slippery lip. Her hips buckled. The other lip now. He slipped the tip of his tongue inside her and she cried out. Eric couldn't stand it. He slipped a hand into his underwear and held on to the hot flesh of his cock, squeezing its head to try to abate his excitement. Trey's tongue slid from her pussy and flicked over her clit. Rebecca cried out and grabbed Trey's head with both hands.
"Oh, God, Trey! Lick it fast, fast and harder!"
As she pressed Trey's face against her, her arms blocked Eric's view, which was probably a blessing in disguise. Trey captured her hands and linked his fingers through hers. He eased her hands away so Eric could see Trey's tongue flicking that little metal ball of delight over her swollen clit.
"Oh, oh, 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 oh!"
Rebecca cried, each syllable growing louder and higher pitched.